Atlanta's Cyclorama, it's been announced, will be moving from its longtime home in Atlanta's Grant Park neighborhood to a new location at the Atlanta History Center. That is, if a plan recently announced by Mayor Kasim Reed is approved by the Atlanta City Council. Moving the huge panoramic painting that depicts the Battle of Atlanta from the American Civil War would take 2 years, but once it's there, visitors may learn much more about that story, the story of the Atlanta campaign. That's according to Catherine Fox, executive director of artsatl.com. She says the History Center could give people the chance to consider the greater cultural context of the painting and how that has changed since it was first completed in 1886. She joined me in WABE's studios to explain.
The painting was made in the North, in Milwaukee, and it was geared to audiences in the North. So naturally, they saw the Civil War from a certain perspective, and that was the perspective that the painting showed, the victory image.
And over time, and those are the ones who have usually written history,
right,
are the victors.
Yes, the victors write the history. This time, but this was a commercial venture. So it wasn't a historian trying to tell the correct story. It was someone trying to make some money and pleasing an audience. It was popular entertainment at the time. So naturally, one would, as we know from today, gear popular entertainment goes toward what the audience is interested in. So our cyclorama toured about 5 years in the North, and then it was time to find a new market. So in 1891, some promoter brought it down south, first to Chattanooga and then to Atlanta. And of course, he was a little worried about how the South would take this image and—
Especially its viewpoint.
Yes, exactly, its viewpoint. And so they rejiggered the image again to please their audience. The Confederate soldiers became Yankee deserters. You know, they painted their uniforms differently and so that they looked like Union deserters. I mean, there was no way around the outcome of the story, but at least these Confederate soldiers looked valiant.
Mm-hmm. It took a little spin
to
brighten the picture for the men in gray.
But our perspective has changed. The people who are nostalgic for the lost cause are a minority now, and the majority, but Atlanta's in a majority African-American city, and obviously they have a different view of the Civil War than old Native Southerners who are nostalgic for the lost cause. So that brings a whole new set of issues that are exemplified by the reactions to the cyclorama. Mayor Jackson, when he was elected the first African-American mayor, it took on racial implications because there were those who thought that he wouldn't take care of the cyclorama. And he was said to have said, well, of course, I'll take care of it for once the right side won. So yet another view, you know.
How do you think not just Metro Atlantans, but any visitor to the cyclorama today in its home at Grant Park, how do you think we collectively view the painting?
Well, I don't think there's a collective we. I think there are many people approach it from many different angles. You know, there's a whole subculture of Civil War buffs. There's Civil War reenactments and people that, for some reason, are either their family history or American history are just fascinated by the war, and they will come with a different set of interests and a different background than a lot of us. But I think many people come to it as sort of a curiosity, a tourist check off your list, well, I've seen the cyclorama, and there's so much more to understand about it. And that's why I think what the History Center is planning to do is so important, because it gets beyond the story to this cultural meaning, and I think that makes it much more relevant to a lot more people, I think.
Why would this particular move really help us gain a better sense of the cultural significance and impact of the painting?
Because it's not just moving locations, it's moving to a very different kind of location. It's moving to a museum, when museums have an obligation to interpret objects, to elevate our understanding. It's not just an attraction anymore. It's a cultural artifact that can be seen in many ways, as we've discussed, and that's the museum's curatorial obligation to its collections.
Catherine Fox, she's executive director of artsatl.com, where she recently published a story on the Atlanta Cyclorama move. You can find it there or by way of our website, wabe.org/citycafe.